I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
So, yeah, we're sending couples out to the Roche Harbor Resort this week. We're going to do a free May flyaway. People come from all over the world to get married there. And it's at a wedding in China that we go to first, where the groom was arrested. The groom at the wedding in China was arrested for hiring 200 people to come to his wedding and pretend they were his friends. The people who called authorities on him, were his new in-laws. The new in-laws were wondering, why would someone hire actors to come to his wedding in the first place?
Why would you want a big wedding in the first place?
His new wife's family objected to the marriage because he was from a poor family. So in order to save his family from being shamed, he didn't invite his family to the wedding. He decided to just invite random people and pay them to show up. He paid people to show up and say they were just friends with the groom. But once the ceremony started, the groom's parents were nowhere to be found. Soon after, the police were apparently called and the groom arrested. Not exactly clear what the crime committed was for, you know, him faking that these were friends of his. But in interviews with a regional newspaper, they said the phony guests were either taxi drivers or students. Others were met online in a social media platform and negotiated a price to show up. While all this was going on, the bride didn't seem too fazed. She said she had no idea who the guests were, pointing out that she and her husband had completely different sets of friends. But he paid 200 people to show up at his wedding.
There doesn't appear.
And he got arrested.
Yeah, there doesn't appear to be any crime there. There certainly is no crime here.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
These are the actual calls that come into the authorities on Whidbey Island. Monday, March 20th, 10:31 a.m., Catalina Drive, an office. Someone phoned 911 to report that they believe somebody was hiding in their office on a Saturday night. They say they know this because the alcohol is missing from the office. Tuesday, March 21st, 3:21 p.m., 2nd Avenue. Someone called 911 to say, we've got juveniles laying in the roadway. Tuesday, March 21st, 9:19 p.m., 7th Avenue. A guy called 911 to say his ex-girlfriend has his car and she's into drugs. Wednesday, March 22nd.
Just her, not me. Just her.
Wednesday, March 22nd, 8:10 a.m., Crosby Avenue. There's a report of a small chihuahua running wild.
Just nip, nip, nipping at people.
Thursday, March 23rd, 8:21 p.m., 7th Court. A woman phoned 911 to say, it's been 2 days now, and my mom still won't let me back in the house. And finally, Monday, March 20th, 3:25 p.m., 7th Court, there was a report of bullying. 911 was called to advise that a cat is bullying all of the other cats in the neighborhood.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.